Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I know that you can hear me, and I feel always listen on my father. Hear my friend, hear my brother. Lord, it doesn't matter, 'cause you feel my heart perfect. Each and every question when I pray, when I sing, when I pray, when I go to heaven, you open up the heavens, healing waters flow. When I pray, when I pray,
well, praise the Lord, praise the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for tuning in to another broadcast. We're excited and delighted to come before you with the Word of God. Well, tonight we're going to make up for last night. Again, we thank everyone for calling in. We are truly grateful to your faithfulness. Kingdom greetings to everyone that's on the line. We welcome you to another broadcast where God is getting all of the glory, where thou kingdom come. You can come just as you are, and guess what? You will not leave the same. We're very thankful to God for honoring us and trusting us to serve you, God's people, through Kingdom Builders International and Kingdom Daughters Intercessors. We thank you for just making a commitment to the class. And tonight, class, we will be going forth and we will be talking about prophetic intercession. Prophetic intercession. Yes, we hope that you have your notebooks out and we hope that you're ready. Because guess what? This is a serious assignment. And we trust that you realize that you're responsible. It is your responsibility to pray. You must hold prayer in a high importance, a high place. You know, we pray that you understand that the total focus is building up others for the kingdom's sake. And it's not for our personal glory. So therefore, we're asking that you prepare yourself for your time with God in prayer. Oh, yes. We bless God indeed because he's so faithful to us. just going to lift up a word of prayer, and then we're going to begin the class. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this hour of power. We acknowledge, God, that we need you. We acknowledge, God, that we can do nothing without you. So, Father, right now we just ask you that you would just surround us. Let your angels surround us as we minister and teach your word to your people who are called by your name, who have humbled themselves and prayed, who have seek your face and turning from their wicked ways. Father, you said that you'll heal our land. Father, you said that you would heal our land and we would hear. You would hear from heaven. So, Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you hear our prayers. In Jesus' holy name, I cover the lines with the blood of Jesus. I come against any backlashes, any retaliatory spirits in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that the word shall go unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. Rabba she torobo shata leke say. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. And we decree and declare that your word is established in our hearts. In Jesus' holy and matchless name, we say amen and glory to God. Glory to God. All of the glory belongs to our Lord and Savior. Well, again, we apologize for not being with you on last night. But truly, we believe that God has something in store for you today. You know, God is holding us responsible to carry out his assignments, kingdom assignments. So therefore, we must be willing to do everything in excellence and honoring God. So we just thank you for just embracing these classes, for truly God is moving by His Spirit. You know, I love to pray. Prayer, it's like having an invisible phone line from us to the Father. And guess what? It's free. That's one of the good benefits. We have no long-distance worry. We don't have to worry about a busy signal, and we don't even have to leave a message on our heavenly on a heavenly answering machine. We can just tap in and go straight to the throne of grace. You know, as a baby Christian, you know, I used to arm myself with a list of things to pray about, and I would pray this list regularly. You know, I communicated with the Father. I communicated with God with confined. I was confined to a one-hour time slot. What started out, you know, it started out as a great, excellent ideal, excitement, and I was eager to turn into a mechanical and fruitless Christian, you know, obligation. I felt like I was, you know, obligated. I put my hour in, and, you know, I felt like, wow, you know, I prayed for a whole hour. Well, glory to God. But you know what? God is calling us to a higher place. You know, I started realizing that all I was doing was shooting off all my petitions to God, you know, like bullets just randomly shooting into the air, you know, with the hope that at least one of them would just hit the target. But I would like to have not missed one target. It was like I did all the talking, and I didn't stop to listen. Somehow, you know, it just felt like God was not in it and that I wasn't doing enough or wasn't good enough. Have you ever been there, you know, where it just don't seem like you quite doing what's required? You know, it's kind of seemed like that you're just spinning your wheels. And then the thing about it, nobody ever taught me, you know, about this prophetic intercession. See, all I knew was that I wanted more, and that I had this incredible yearning for God's presence. Even in my prayer life, I wanted to know, you know, what God was thinking about the things that I prayed for. I wanted to know, what did he think about what I was asking him? And so I started talking to him about them things instead of an hour all day. You know, I would go throughout the day and just talk to him all day, because I was determined that I was going to get close to him, and I was going to get to be called friend by our daddy. Then I would talk 1 hour at night and talk to him, you know, and then the scripture came to mind. And I want you to get your Bibles out and take note. John 5, and I'm going to read, 19 and 20. Jesus stated in this scripture, he said what? I'll tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, to your and my amazement, he will show him even greater things than thee. Now, isn't that powerful? See, in this scripture, Jesus was pointing out very clearly that interdependency, it was an interdependent relationship between the Father and the Son. Jesus did not do anything apart from the Father. And for that to be accomplished, there had to be a lot of communication going on. Just think about that, between Jesus and the Father. I mean, do you have anyone in your life that you don't do anything without them knowing? Now, can you imagine having someone in your life that they know everything that you do? The Son can do nothing by himself. Listen, how else would he know what the Father wanted? And I want you to stay with me, because truly I'm going somewhere with this. And the same applies to us. And we're talking about prophetic intercession here. Let's just face it. Apart from God helping us, anything we produce, guess what? It's really worthless. If you're looking at it from a kingdom perspective, you know, as citizens of heaven, we look beyond this natural life. And see, prayer is beyond this natural life. It's a spiritual thing. So when we go into prayer, we tap in to something more than the natural. So this means we need God to help us understand the bigger picture, what's going on behind the scenes. And when we pray, guess what? We get a glimpse, we get a view, a bird's eye view of what's going on behind the scene in the spirit realm. And I'm going to make it real plain to you so you can understand. Because, of course, I want you to love to pray. You know, I want you to have prayer. And it's God's desire that we have prayer hidden in our hearts. We have the word hidden in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Listen to this. When we see the bigger picture of what's going on behind the scene, See, of course, we need to understand all aspects of the bigger picture, because there's different aspects of this bigger picture in this life, because we don't have the ability to fully comprehend eternal things. But guess what? However, God will reveal his heart to us about a given situation. And it's amazing to me how God can reveal things to us if we allow him to open up our spiritual eyes, our spiritual ears. God will open up those portals where we will begin to not only have God reveal his heart to us, but we will begin to know the heart of God. And whenever God reveals his heart to us in any situation, it's amazing how different things start looking. You know, a lot of things that we were once concerned about, it has no concern. For instance, we may pray a particular person to be saved, and our heart is for that person to receive God and to receive what? Eternal life, salvation. Well, God's heart is for the person to be saved, but guess what? But in addition to that, also his family, his neighbors, his friends, that's the bigger picture. See, the bigger picture is that instead of that one person being saved, there may be, what, 10 others saved, because that person was saved and received salvation and received God as his Father. So we might be praying for that one person, but the bigger picture is that the whole family is saved and the whole neighborhood is saved, the bigger picture. So if we pray apart from God's leading, we really just pray from a fraction of what God is willing to give to us. See, we just pray what we think sounds good, but that produces nothing, or should I say, it'll produce very little. You know, it will produce very little. And I want to pray God's heart. How about you? I mean, don't you want to pray the heart of God as a prophetic intercessor? See, as a prophetic intercessor, you pray the burdens of God, and the burdens of God is in his heart. So if you're praying the heart of God, then you literally are praying as a prophetic intercessor. Isn't that something? Now, so let's just start asking God what he wants us to pray about and how. And you know what? It's okay to start saying, hey, God. It's okay, because guess what? He meet us where we are. And you could just say to him, I have no idea what to say. I have no idea how to pray. I just really need your help. And just ask him. Say, God, you know, just direct me. Show me. Help me. You, God, guess what? Our Father delights in us depending on him. He delights when we ask him for help. He loves to come when we call. God loves to help us. See, let's make God the Lord over all our prayers and all our prayer lives as well. 1 John 5 and 14. And I'll give you a minute to turn to it. That's 1 John 5 and 14. You know, prayer. We want to pray God's heart. See, we don't want to be praying just anything. We want to pray, and you know what? And it's okay when we pray our heart, what's in our heart. But because we got the word hidden in our hearts, guess what? We're going to pray the word. See, when you begin to pray in your heavenly language, guess what happened? You create an atmosphere. You start praying in the spirit, and whether you have just begun to pray in the spirit or whether you've been doing it 20, 30, 40, 50 years, it's all the same. Because guess what? Your spirit man is praying now. And God is a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. So when we begin to pray in the spirit, guess what? It's a place of worshiping God because we're connecting from our spirit to God's spirit. I'm telling you, when you see the picture, 1 John 5:14 states, this is the confidence we have in approaching God. See, we have to have confidence when we approach God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. Listen, the word of God says that if we abide in him and his word abide in us, that's a powerful thing. If we abide in him, see, his word has to abide in us. And that's, and a lot of people leave that part out of the scriptures. But guess what? The word says when we abide in him and his word abide in us, the Bible says whatever we ask, we have it. So we got to do some abiding. So when we begin to pray, we pray like nobody's there but God and ourselves. And guess what? God will call us friends. So we pray, and we let our spirit man pray, and we study the word. And then as we study the word, guess what comes out? The word. The word began to come out. Now, wouldn't we want to know what God is thinking about situations we're praying about? Of course we would. Of course. See, and when we pray the word of God, guess what? It excites God. That's like a school teacher. When a teacher teach a student something, and when the teacher hears the student either regurgitating what he or she has been taught, or when the teacher sees that teaching did not fall on, it fell on good ground, the teacher knows that she's sowing, he or she is sowing into good ground, that she's not just spinning her wheels. So it gratifies the teacher to know that the student grabbed hold to what was being taught. Well, guess what? We got that from our Father. Because when God hears his word coming back to him, he said his word would not go out void. Listen. So it's almost like when we pray his word, it's almost like God hearing his will being thrown out before him. He hears his character being put before him. You know what? And it provokes God to answer. It provokes him to respond because he hears almost his name being called. So, yes, when we're praying, we want to be praying about situations that concern God as a prophetic intercessor. See, as an intercessor, and I taught this on the first lesson, this is a series, and this is a class that we're teaching, a six-week class. This is our third week. And after the completion of the class, we're going to give out the certification. We are going to have a test that you'll have to respond and answer the questions. You can go on to the Internet, and you can listen to the other teachings in archives. But I'll tell you one thing. We talked about how as an intercessor, you pray the burdens of the people. But as a prophetic intercessor, guess what? You pray the burdens of the Father. That's the difference. And one is not greater than the other because all is necessary. But it's where your giftings are. Some are gifted in both areas. You might be gifted and you might pick up people's burdens. Glory to God, we need that. We need that. And then as a prophetic intercessor, you pick up the burdens of the Father. And guess what? We need that. We need that. So we need to know what God thinks about situations that we're praying about. And after we come into agreement with God in prayer. See, we are in agreement when we are praying effective prayers according to the word. See, God agrees with us when we enter into agreement with him. And our prayers become more powerful, become more effective. When God agrees, guess what? He have already said yes to our request. And I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes someone can come and they can say, you know, I got this situation going on, and would you pray for me, or would you pray in agreement with me? And then when you begin to pray, you might hear the Father right away. He might respond quickly, and he'll say to you, it's already done. Wait and see the manifestation. And then sometime when you begin to pray, you might hear God say, I got my hand on the situation. I'm doing something. So we know when we hear God respond to us like that, we begin to pray, let thy will be done. Because sometimes we don't know what we ought to pray. So when we don't know what we ought to pray, guess what? We rely on our heavenly language. And we build our faith up as we pray in the Spirit. The more we pray in the Spirit, our faith, building up our most holy faith. Okay, let's go back to prophetic intercession. Prophetic intercession, it always includes God because of its revelatory nature. God give us revelation. When we do prophetic intercession, and that's why I encourage the intercessors to join in to the classes, we are developing Kingdom Development Institute. We will be teaching the classes online. You will be getting a certificate of completion of each class. And at the end of the classes, we're going to ordain, and we're going to give license to those that want to go out and do ministry. God wants us to go out to the highways and the byways, and he wants us to compel men and women, children, boys and girls, to come and to be saved, to come unto him. So what we want to do is we want to be used by God. And as I was saying, when we do prophetic intercession, revelatory nature is always in place. See, prophetic intercession is a combination of intercession and prophecy. See, when you begin to pray and you begin to tap in to the throne room, and prayer is a monologue and a dialogue. So we talk, and guess what? We wait on him to respond. We wait, and it's okay to be in a place of quietness and stillness for the Father to speak. So we get in the throne room, and we wait for him in prophetic intercession. The question is, will we wait for God to speak to us so that prophecy can come forth? And the question I ask you, listen, a lot of us think, do we have to be a prophet to be a prophetic intercessor? Of course not. Of course not. Let me show you in the Word. Let's continue to look in the Word of God to find out about this. You know, some people are afraid of the word prophecy and prophetic and prophets. See, because of lack of understanding, 1 Corinthians 14:1, it states, follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. Here we are told to earnestly desire the gift of prophecy. And we can clearly see that God's desire is for the gift of prophecy to be available to all believers. See, a lot of times you see people in churches going on tangents, don't have no focus, no direction, no vision, you know, and without a vision, the people perish. And so what? Guess what? Our vision comes from the Father. So if we don't tap in to hear his voice, we will never hear the vision. And guess what? So the people begin to perish because they don't know which way to go. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. They don't know when to be quiet. You know, they don't know what to do next. So it's important that prophecy, the voice of God, comes and is given. So that's what we want to. We want to go to a place in the throne room where we can wait on God to speak. I just read it to you in the Word. That the gift, that God's desire for the gift of prophecy to be available to all believers. And it also means that we do not have to walk in the office of a prophet to receive the gift of prophecy. Now, from this, we can conclude this prophetic intercession teaching. Because guess what? It's equally available to all believers. See, the Word of God says there is, God has no respecter of person. God wants, his Word instructs us. He wants to instruct us with his Word. He wants to lead us with his Word. And guess what? When we get in his presence and he begins to speak, guess what? It's going to line up with the written Word. Yes. Rhema and Logos. Word. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-17. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-17. The Word reads, be joyful always. Pray continually. See, we shouldn't look at prayer as a chore, as a response. We should look at prayer as, oh, good Lord, I get to go and have a date with my daddy. You know, and when you get in that mindset, that you're getting ready to go before the king, you know, you start preparing yourself. You start beautifying yourself. You know, you start getting in that quiet place. So when you go before the king, you know, and it behooves me that we go before the king and we don't expect the king to talk to us. See, all believers are told to pray, but not only to pray, but what the Word says, to continually pray. Be joyful always. Pray continually. See, prophecy and intercession is meant to be a normal part of our life as a believer. And with both of them in combination, we become God's powerhouse. And I'm going to tell you something. On yesterday, we had an awesome, glorious time at the prayer breakfast. And, you know, so I had in my spirit that, you know, I was going to go to the prayer breakfast and I was going to just sit and relax and chill, you know. And I was just really happy about that, you know. Kingdom daughters, kingdom builders, we had tables, and the tables was filled, and glory to God, and I'm going to relax. But then I heard the Lord say, we're white. So I'm like thinking, we're white. Now, come on, Lord, I know when he tell me to wear white, it's some things he want me to do. So I was like, good Lord, I tried to put my black suit on. It didn't, you know, just didn't work out. And so I put on the white, and I go to the prayer breakfast, and I heard the Lord say, you know, get the billow. And I'm like, okay, get the billow. Glory to God. Then I hear the Lord say, get the flags. And so he started directing me what he wanted me to do. And I took it, but guess what? I was going to leave it in the car because I didn't want to just come in to prayer breakfast with all these things. And, you know, I just wanted to come in. Truly, I wanted to come in and rest. Had not got a whole lot of sleep. But anyway, the Bible says that if we're willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. But I'm going somewhere with this. So I go there, and, you know, I'm ready to sit down and relax. And the host, and the hostess came up to me, and they, prophetess, you know, go forth as God leads you. And I just, you know, my flesh was like, well, God ain't leading me to, you know, go forth because I want chill today. I'm just being real with you. And I heard the Father say, I have need of you. I have need of you. I poured something in you that I wanted to come out. So out of obedience to the Father, you know, I heard his voice, and we began to go forth, and it was a powerhouse. It became God's powerhouse, that prayer breakfast. When we did the billow, God moved so heavily. He moved. And the sight, the eyes of the people, revelation start coming forth. Manifestation start coming forth. It was supernatural things that began to happen. So as we sow into other people, see, when we get word of knowledge and word of wisdom and revelation comes, you know, these are our gifts that God give us to pour and help other people. So there's the laborers are few. So we need to work in the vineyard. So I began to go forth, and I thank God. I went forth with power as God directed me. But when it was over, my flesh was so exhausted. But the whole time that I was flowing in the spirit, I was not tired, I was not anything but just flowing. I just flowed with it. And after I finally sat down, it hit me. It's like every muscle, every bone, everything was like, you need to go to bed. But I'll tell you what, when we're obedient to what God tells us to do, and it's always for someone else to be blessed. So as a prophetic intercessor, when God give you and you start hearing his voice like never before, you know, you're going to always be pulled on because of the God that's in you. It has nothing to do with you, but it's the God that's in you that the people want. So let's go back. Prophetic intercession is always waiting on God. As a prophetic intercessor, we wait on him. And I don't know if you heard that song, I Wait for You. We began to wait on God. And as we wait on God, things will begin to manifest. Because guess what? God began to speak. And when he speaks, things start happening. Things start happening. And as we press into God, he will often show us what's going on behind the scene. And he'll reveal spiritual hindrance. Or he'll give us direction on how to pray and what to specifically focus on. 2 Peter 1:21 states, above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. But prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. So as I was saying, I went along by the Holy Spirit because in my flesh, it was not me at all. And the things that I did when God had me flow, you know, wrapping people up in the billow and, you know, it was just God's will. God knew what they needed. You know, we fast every Friday, Kingdom Daughters, Intercessors. Every Friday is a day that we fast. And we are, you know, we have came into a covenant agreement with God to have Friday as a day of fasting. And it is also a day that we can get in the presence of God. You know, we used to get ready for God on Saturdays so we can be prepared for Sundays. Well, those days are over now. We get prepared for God during the whole week. you know, we just walk with him. We just talk with him. We just, you know, tell him we need him. We tell him that you are the commander in chief. Yes. So as I was saying, as we know prophecy, it comes from God. And the Holy Spirit will lead us and direct us. The Holy Spirit will carry us along. And like I said, it's like a commander in chief who unfolds a military map and specifically outlining a target to be hit by the drawing of lines on a document. And, you know, that's how we is in prayer. When the prophetic anointing come on, you literally start seeing the thoughts of people. You literally start seeing hindrance that's over the region. You literally start seeing dark places. You know, you start seeing these things. And I'm telling you, connect yourself with someone that's a seer. So guess what? That same anointing that's on that person, it will transfer to you, because guess what? It breeds similarity. The Bible says that like priests, like people, when we sit under our leadership, we become so similar to them, especially if we tap in and embrace the vision. Don't be nowhere that you can't embrace the vision. It's important as an intercessor, you need to embrace the vision. If you're a pastor, guess what? You need a pastor. You need someone that you are accountable to. You know, you can't do it by yourself. God gave millions and billions of people so that we can have someone in the natural that we are accountable to. So let me get back. That was the Holy Spirit that took me there. But praise God, glory to God. As I was saying, the Holy Spirit would carry us into a place where we begin to see things and hear things and just know things. And God, he revealed his heart to us. And so that we start seeing like a map that reveals challenges, you know, and as well as potential success. So we don't lean to our own understanding. So we might think that this is what we should be doing over here, but God is trying to take us to another place in a total different direction, because guess what? It's not about us. He want to put us somewhere where we can hook up with somebody that he might assign us to be with to get something out of them so we can take it and give it to somebody else. So it's important that we hear the voice of God. It's very important that we hear God's voice. So, you know, this is the same when we are in prophetic intercession. You know, we're working side by side with our commander in chief. And we do it for God's eternal purpose to be accomplished in the situation that we're praying about. See, when God reveals his heart, he releases his compassion. He releases his grace and his love for the people through our prayers. And when we pray for a particular person, you know, I often feel what God is feeling toward them at that time. And you know, if I begin to pray for somebody and then I could just feel the deep love that God has for them, I can feel the deep compassion. You know, I can feel even when God's trying to pull them in a different direction, or when God is saying, no, enough of that or more of this. And, you know, when I first started feeling that, I had nobody to tell me what was going on with me. You know, I wasn't blessed in that area. I had to find my way, and God made it that way. He must knew that's what I needed to find my way. And then he, you know, he took me to different pastors, different apostles, different prophets, and I got a little bit here and a little bit there and a little over here, a little down there, a little, you know, I was an administrative assistant to a prophet, and, you know, he poured into me. It's years, you know, it takes years. You just grow as you go, you know. It's like day by day, you know, day by day. And as I served the man of God, you know, my husband and I, as I served him, I was serving God. The Bible says, do everything as though it's unto the Lord. And even though God was birthing a ministry out of me, you know, God had me sow into him, because guess what? He was sowing into me. And so, you know, when someone's sowing to you, the Word of God says, you know, that it is a profitable that you sow into who's sowing into you so that they can sow into others. It's a cycle. It's a cycle. And so once we get the cycle and understand that it's not about us, but it's a cycle. So even like today, you know, Apostle Emmons was going forth, and I just heard the Lord say, go up there and bless him. You know, and I want all of my blessings so that I can be a blessing to someone else. So I want to be obedient to what I hear God say do, and I do it. I do it with haste because I want to say, what's next, Lord? As an intercessor, to much is given, much is required. So with prophetic intercession, we work side by side, you know, with Jesus, with God, to accomplish his purpose. And we pray, as we pray, we start realizing that things start beginning to happen. And we begin to feel that person's pain or, you know, how God is feeling about them. And as for instance, you know, I would experience his compassion for people and even how he feel toward them through their emotional needs. You know, God sometimes let us experience these things in our own bodies and in our hearts. And if he does that, it will enable us to have sympathy and to emphasize with the person and to get serious with our intercession. You know, we begin to travail. And our time with God will be exposed. When we pray in secret, guess what? He blessed in the open. But he also show us even demonic strongholds about the person or about a situation. And this can be compared with a heat-seated missile that's sure to hit its target. When God show you a stronghold is in a person, then you know that you need to travail because he revealed you. He gave that to you, gave you that revelatory knowledge so that you can pray, not so you could talk about what he said, because he'll let you know what to release. See, when we prophesy, we should be building up. We should be exhorting. You know, we should build that person up. It's certain things that he'll tell you, and he don't open it to you, give it to you to release it, but he give it to you so you can pray. So as I said, it's a missile, and you can get you can tear it down and cause that stronghold to loosen its grip. Prophetic intercession isn't simply just praying, but it's a more of a divine connection. It's a revelation, an agreement between man and God. And it's based on his word, based on revelation received by the Holy Spirit. And guess what? And then the manifestation of the answer come forth. See, Hebrews, let's turn to Hebrews, and I'm almost at a close. We'll be getting off in just a couple minutes. But let me just give you this last two scriptures. Hebrews 10. 19 through 22. It states, therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtains, that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a godly conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. And then the last verse, 24. It tells us that when we are approaching God, we have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. Listen to that. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels. See, we can't take this thing lightly. Thousands and thousands of angels in joyful assembly to the church of the firstborn, whose name are written in heaven. We have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirit of righteousness, men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood, guess what, that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. So try to envision that. When we connect with our Heavenly Father through prayer, we are literally before God, surrounded by His kingdom and everything in it, and we enter the most holy place, a place that can't be entered except through the blood of Jesus Christ, who sacrificed His life so that we can have the privilege to come before our God. And when we come before our God, guess what? We come with boldness and confidence that He hears us when we pray. And guess what? He welcomes us. So praying is not a chore, but praying, it should be fun to us, especially when we labor side by side with our Heavenly Father. I'm telling you, it just does the body good. It's better than milk. It's better than milk, I tell you. So I just want you to embrace a love for prayer. You know, embrace a love for mastering it. Embrace a love that when you pray, that God hear you. And guess what? The manifestation will always come, and you'll never miss the target, because guess what? You have made that sound. When you open up your mouth, the kingdom of God is activated. And I just want to share this last note. You know, it made me think about everything in the earth makes a sound. When God created the heavens and earth, what did He do? He said, He spoke, and things happened. I mean, I'm feeling the Holy Spirit right now. When He said, "Let there be," guess what happened? Guess what happened? He said, "Let thou be." We have a creative force in our mouth. We can make things happen if we believe and not doubt. You know, we can speak to a disease, and we can make it obey us if we believe and not doubt. Because guess what? They are intruders, especially when they're in our bodies. And when it's an intruder, we can serve notice on him. You have no legal rights. And I command you to die now in the name of Jesus, and you shall never, ever return. I send you to the lake where you shall never, ever return again. And then when you cover the, when you throw the blood of Jesus on that thing, I tell you what, the enemy can't penetrate the blood of Jesus. So as a prophetic intercessor, he hears you when you pray. It's a lifestyle that goes with this. And you want to connect yourself with people that have kindred spirits. You want to connect yourself with people that when you're feeling down, guess what? You can go to them. And then when they're feeling down, they can come to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I just get so excited when I get in the presence of the Lord, because He always amazes me. He amazed me. The things that He does and how He's just so wise. He's just so omnipresent. He's always everywhere at all times. And then He doesn't sleep or slumber. You know, I mean, come on now. Don't we want to serve a God like that? Don't we want to say, "That's my friend"? Don't we want Him to call us friend? I mean, the kind of God that when you call Him up, He's always there. He never sends you to voicemail. You know, when you call him up, that he's always listening. He's not preoccupied. And then he can listen to me and you and her and them and all, mom and them and everybody else at the same hallelujah time. Glory to God. We're privileged to have a connection as a believer. We're privileged that we are as intercessors on the front line, and we're covered with giant warring angels that have been given charge over us, that the enemy can't come nigh thee, because we belong to the great, true and living God. Amen. Glory to God. Bless his holy name. Well, again, we just thank you for tuning in to class number 3, Prophetic Intercession. You know, we are just excited. Keep us in prayer as Kingdom Development Institute is being developed, that the teachers, the instructors, and everyone that God ordained to teach these classes will be on fire for God, and that we'll be sold out to pour into other people. So as the institute is being developed, we are going to do the online classes, and then we're going to have a tangible class where you can come, and we're going to have we're going to have graduations, and we're going to have our annual event for Kingdom Development Institute. And even all our internet speakers, the pastors, the apostles, we're going to have a celebration annually as though as an anniversary. But I'll tell you one thing, God is all in it. And I'll tell you, all of the listeners is on the line, if you like what we're doing and you believe that God is sending you to embrace the vision, we need your help. You know, we need you to sow, and you're sowing into good grounds, because every seed that's given, I'll tell you, we pour it back out to the people. We're sowing, we're mentoring, we're praying, we're developing intercessors by the grace of God, by the direction of the Holy Spirit. So if you like what we're doing, we want to encourage you. You know, send us an email at kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. The website is under construction, and we're going to make sure that it's up and running so that you can sow into the ministry. You know, again, you can send us an email, and we'll send you an invoice so that you can sow into what God is having us to do in this season. And we also, we're working on the intercessors headquarters in the Detroit, Michigan area. We're going to be having a location that you can come to. It'll be sort of like a timeshare. You can come and you can spend some quiet time with God. And we'll be able to have people to run the headquarters, where they'll be able to serve you. You know, intercessors need to be refreshed, renewed, and restored. So God is doing something great. And again, we want to encourage you in the Lord. If you don't know God and the pardon of your sin, and you want to be part of this body, of the body of Christ, we welcome you right now. If you believe in your heart, you believe that Jesus died, you believe that he rose again, you believe that he's the Son of God, confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart. The Bible says that thou shalt be saved. It's simple. If you want him, do those steps, and the angels are rejoicing. You're already in the kingdom. And you want to be connected with us, you know, give us an email. Send us a shout. You know, and you can even join us for our early morning prayer call. We're there 6 days a week, or pending seven days. It'd be 7 days in a minute. You can call us at 218-895-0480. Then press in the pound code 7729. There's a live host intercessor there at 5 a.m. Central Time, 6 a.m. Eastern. A live host intercessor with other intercessors on the line praying the prayer of faith with you to make some things happen for you. So we encourage you to just begin to go a little bit deeper. Go deeper in the Lord. Just go deeper, because the deeper you go, I'll tell you one thing for sure. When you go deeper in God, you're going to start seeing your family saved. You're going to start seeing salvation come to your house, not just to your house, but guess what? To your neighbor's house, to your family's house, you know, to your friends, and even to your enemies. So again, in closing, again, I thank everyone for tuning in. If there's anyone that would like to connect with us and want to be part of these classes, want to be connected with Kingdom Development Institute, you know, give us a shout. You can reach us at area code 312-574-0212. Again, that number is 312-574-0212. That's in the Chicago, Illinois area. We also have a Michigan location that you can give us a call at. And you know what? I don't have that number right in front of me, but you can dial the Illinois number, and we'll be more than happy to address your concerns. Well, we're going to end the call. We're going to end the class tonight. And again, I thank you. I thank you for joining in. This class is normally on Saturdays, and so we did it today to cover for yesterday. But again, go into archives and listen to the teaching and be blessed with how to be developed as an intercessor, how to know the difference between an intercessor and a prophetic intercessor. Amen and glory to God. Well, Father, we thank you. We thank you for another hour. We thank you, Lord God, for those that have called in. Father, we bless your holy name. We acknowledge you in all our ways, God, and we thank you that you're directing our path. We cover these lines with the blood of Jesus, all the listeners that have called in, everyone, Father, that even couldn't be on the lines but have will listen to it in archive. We just send the blood of Jesus to their hearts, their home. And, Father, we just ask you right now to create in us clean hearts, God, and renew the right spirit within us. Cast us not away from thy presence, Father, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. So, Father, we just ask you right now that you would even cause the listeners to want more of you. Give them a time, Father, to pray. Give them a time, Lord God, that they will press in. Give them that quiet time. And as they pray, Father, that they will yield to hear your voice. That they will yield, God, and wait on you to hear you. And they will begin to say what you say. They'll begin even to sing new songs, God. Father, we just thank you. You said if we decree a thing, that it shall be established. So right now, I just decree that everyone on this line, Rabbi Shea Taroboshe, will embrace total truth, God. I thank you right now that we're going deeper in you. Thank you as we flow, God, that you'll flow through us. And even, Father, that breakthroughs are coming. And even, Father, right now, that we'll be able, God, to, you said, as believers, we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So, Father, I thank you for that fresh anointing being upon us. I thank you, God, for revelation. I thank you, God, for manifestation. And, Father, I thank you right now that you have caused us, Father God, to desire more of you, more truth, more of your word, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to be where you are. We just want to have more of you, God. And we thank you for your joy. We thank you, God, that you're the Lord of our life, Father. And Father, we just say right now, the bottom line is more of you, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for what you're doing and how you're moving. In Jesus' holy name. And we say, amen. Glory to your master's name. Well, again, we're going to end the broadcast, and we thank you for tuning in. We want to encourage you to just be blessed with the rest of your evening. Just show the love of God. Just laugh. Just sing a new song. You know, just have fun with Jesus. Dance. You know, just do it all, because guess what? When you've been touched by the master, there's a joy that comes. There's a supernatural peace that rules. Even when things aren't going right, there's something on the inside that make you laugh and make you be joyful. In the name of Jesus. We're going to play this last song, and I just want to say God bless you and have a wonderful rest of the evening.
Yes, I know that you can hear me, and I feel you always listen, oh my Father.
Healing
waters flow when